Dana Shield with the Colorado Springs Airport, who's joining us for her monthly visit. Dana, thanks so much for joining us this morning on KRDO's Morning News.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And we know it's been just about a month since Southwest officially started travel in and out of Colorado Springs. And how has this first month been?
It's been busy. It's been really interesting to see how full the terminal has gotten. Obviously, Southwest started shortly after the beginning of March, on March 11th, and they did bring quite a bit of air service with them. So 13 daily flights to 5 destinations. And to be fair, they really took over half of our market when they started. So they did bring quite a bit of flights to the airport, and we are seeing that those flights are starting to fill up. So our traffic nearly doubled overnight with Southwest coming. So yes, it's been very busy. And then of course, with spring break the last few weeks, we've seen an influx in travel as we normally do. So it's interesting to see the comparison of 2020 to 2021 right now. And even 2019, we're seeing some increased numbers versus 2019, which is surprising, but also fun to see.
It's quite a change is what you're saying, quite a drastic turnaround. When you're talking about Southwest, I mean, it's one thing that Southwest has added planes, has added travelers, has added airline staff, but also the other airlines, it seems like, are also seeing their numbers bump up as they work to offer fares that are competitive. Is that what your experience is?
Yeah, we have. Obviously, Southwest has pretty competitive fares, and we have seen fares over time, even before Southwest arrived, slowly become more competitive in our area, which is really nice because we do want our community to utilize our local airport, and we do hear about fares quite a bit. So we have been working with the airlines, and obviously Southwest arrival did help with that as well. So yes, we have seen some more competitive fares. So we always like to use the mayor's little saying of look before you book. So that's something Mayor Southers always likes to say, because you never know Southwest being at the airport and then with added capacity of the other airlines. And as the need for travel rises, I think that we'll start to see some pretty decent airline deals. And I think that's going to help out travelers quite a bit.
Exactly. And as we're looking to get a little bit more travel going on as the vaccine rollout continues, what can we expect this summer out of the Colorado Springs Airport?
This summer, I think there's a pent-up need for travel. I think that as, you know, the CDC has come out and said that if you're fully vaccinated, you have a pretty low risk of traveling. And so I think because of that, you're going to see an increase of travel throughout the summer. People are ready to get out and experience the world again. And so we are anticipating higher numbers over the course of the summer. And obviously, we'd like to see airlines add some capacity as well to accommodate those higher numbers.
And when you mean capacity, keeping larger planes flying out of Colorado Springs Airport and into, as opposed to some of those smaller planes, which there are a lot of travelers who still find those claustrophobic or they're just nervous about them.
Yeah, and we have seen some airlines already increase their capacity, like you said, with larger aircraft, which does help. And obviously adding some more routes. So if they're already flying to, say, Houston, adding a couple more flight times would be helpful as well. So just, I think that we'll see some growth as, like I said, as the need for travel rises. I think we're going to see the airline, the aviation industry as a whole start to rebound pretty quickly, I think, over the summer.
Exactly. And as, you know, we've said for so often, you know, a rising tide lifts all ships. So what's good for, you know, one carrier and getting more capacity in at Colorado Springs will help everyone else out and make it that much more competitive. And again, you know, Dana Shield with the Springs Airport, thanks so much for joining us and giving us this update here on KRDO's Morning News.
Thank you.